Well, let's hope that Senator McCain doesn't call his running mate his dear, dear, dear friend. If elected, Senator McCain would be 72 years old, making him the oldest first-term president ever. That means his vice presidential choice could be the most important of his campaign.
Slate.com's chief political correspondent John Dickerson is back with us. John, how about the issue of the vice presidency? It's sometimes a touchy subject for the potential nominee. Here are two very different reactions from a couple of them.
For the 900th time, I'm not running for vice president, don't want to be vice president, and am focused on being governor of the state of Minnesota.
You know, I think any Republican leader in this country would be honored to be asked to serve as the vice presidential nominee, myself included.
So that's former presidential candidate Mitt Romney saying, well, sure, why not be VP? And Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty saying, absolutely no way. Are they on your list? We asked you for a list of the five most likely candidates to be vice president.
They would be on my list. And what you see there is the distinction between someone who is currently in office, Governor Pawlenty in Minnesota, and somebody who's not in office, Governor Romney. And when you're in office, you have to deny that you ever want it because you don't want your constituents to think you've left the job early. Romney would be on the list, certainly Governor Pawlenty. Governor Crist in Florida would be on the list. He helped McCain down there win the primary. Crist is very popular in that crucial swing state. Unfortunately, he's not terribly popular with conservatives, and that's one of the things McCain will be trying to balance out with his pick.
Right, because a lot of Republicans think he's too liberal.
That's right. But, you know, depending on who McCain runs against, Obama or Clinton, that will affect how he picks his vice presidential choice. I would name others, which would include Governor Sanford of South Carolina and perhaps also Governor Huntsman, the governor of the state of Utah.
Okay. How about two other names that you suggested to us, Condoleezza Rice and Joe Lieberman?
These are names that are, I would put in the parlor game category, which is to say that according to folks inside the McCain campaign, and we should note that McCain's list is at about 20 and it's very loose, but that Condi Rice and Joe Lieberman are not considered front runners in this very early contest. And that's because Condi Rice is so tied to the Bush administration. McCain is trying to get his distance from that. And Joe Lieberman is a very close McCain friend. But, you know, when you're a candidate who has issues bringing his own party together, although Joe Lieberman is now an independent, still, he is a Democrat, and picking a Democrat to run with you is not something that Republicans would necessarily find a great idea.
John McCain was on the Don Imus radio show on Wednesday, and he made a joke. He said, look, I know this vice president question is really important for me because of my age. I mean, he meant it as a joke, but, well, it's not such a joke, is it?
It's not such a joke, and it's clearly something that the McCain campaign will be thinking about. And the age question is important because this person who's going to step in needs to be young and also needs to be somebody with national security experience and somebody who can take over on that very important commander-in-chief role. And so that'll be very much in their thinking as they put together their final shortlist.
Slate.com's John Dickerson. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
And NPR's own political junkie Ken Rudin weighs in on John McCain's vice presidential choices. It's at our website, npr.org.